coming to you live from Stonehenge. DJ Dan. You're listening to DJ Dan, shutting down the man.
Yep, we're coming to you live. I'm shutting down the man. That's the plan, so you don't know the what hit the fan. So much for my hip-hop career.
Come on, Dan. You're old school.
Yep, hang a grandfather clock around my neck. That's how old school I am. Speaking of, I call myself a DJ, but how often do you ever hear me play music? Yeah, jump on that, Conspiracy Spies. We're having a good time today, ladies and GMOs. We're in our blue tracksuits. We have our name brand white sneakers. That's right, we're celebrating the anniversary of Heaven's Gate!
Yeah! Yeah! All right.
Cults, people. We're talking about cults. Tanya, you got a favorite?
What about those guys with the red scarves, you know, who just said they cloned their leader?
Good one. But you know, I mean, I have a soft spot for the Heaven's Gators. You know, the sheer ambition just gets to me, okay? They killed themselves to hitch a ride on a comet. It's kind of poetic. So, my sweet Conspiracy Spies, are you in a cult? Were you in a cult? Are you about to drink the Kool-Aid? Are you making the Kool-Aid? Call us first. Tell us all about it. Let's take Mac from Texas. Sweet! Mike, got a shotgun under the seat?
You betcha, DJ Dan.
Don't mess with Mikey. Mikey, what is your cult connection?
Well, I'm listening to the cult.
That's a band, you dink. People, do I have to explain? No self-respecting cult calls itself a cult. The cult itself is not a cult, and even if it spawned a cult, it certainly would not be a cult. Shut down! Bro from Minnesota, here you spotted a cult in your own town.
Yes, sir. My nephew joined these ball chanting guys, you know, dancing, handing out flowers in the street.
Chanting guys, they're not a cult. Everybody knows they're a front for extraterrestrials. Shut down! Come on, people, give me something real. Anthony from Petoskey, Michigan. That in the thumb, Anthony?
Anyway, DJ Dan, I think my grandma was in a cult.
Grandmas don't join cults. Shut down! Just kidding. Continue. I am captivated.
Well, she was getting her doctorate in, I think, psych at the University of Michigan in the 60s, see? And she joined this group, I guess, called the Karma Imperative or something.
The Karma Imperative? Okay, now that sounds like a cult.
Yeah. And, well, she told my mom about how she was going with the Karma Imperative to some place in the South Pacific.
Island, continent, cruise ship. What are we talking about here? Come on, give me some.
She just said it was, I think, the flame or the fire?
No. Moving on. Come on.
Well, they never heard from her after that. Was like early 70s when she went? Mm-hmm. Nobody at the university heard about the Karma Imperative. And, well, they had like a funeral for and everything.
Well, that is a tragedy. A human, real-life tragedy. It makes me sick, Anthony. Sick! These repugnant, selfish, clannish, cronyish, mystical, brainwashing pieces of dung that take away our loved ones. Conspiracy Spies, you heard it. Anthony from Petoskey has lost his grandmother to the Karma Imperative. You know what to do. You know who you are. I need the dirt on Karma so we can find Tony's granny and shut down the man. Back after these messages.
You're listening to DJ Dan, shutting down the man.